Okay, we're joined by Ben, a president from the Game Society. Just got a few questions for you, Ben.
Yep.
First of all, why is gaming so appealing to you?
Well, from a very early age, I kind of saw gaming as a kind of escape. I was kind of just picked up, played, and eventually kind of evolved into what is now quite a great obsession. And like through high school, I was bullied quite a bit. So it kind of was that place that just took away from all the stress and all the kind of negativity I had going through high school. It was just somewhere I could escape to.
One of the crucial questions in our podcast is, do you prefer console or PC gaming?
It's a very difficult question, that, because I'm kind of a hybrid gamer. I've dealt with console most of my life, and only recently, like 2 or 3 years ago, when I had the money to build my PC and the knowledge to build a PC, have I started kind of delving. And there's definitely pros and cons. The PC is a lot more versatile, it's a lot more flexible. With consoles, I'm having the problem now with the next gen, which console do I want to buy based on what games I've played from past years. I don't know, I kind of prefer PC gaming and how flexible it is, but at heart, I'm kind of a console gamer.
What would you think to the argument that violent games are bad for young children?
Well, I kind of think that argument's a bit backwards in its own right. I kind of feel that to allow a child to play a violent game is akin to allowing a child to watch an 18-rated movie. So it's up to the parent, in my opinion. If the parent hasn't had the responsibility to study what they're buying their child, and if it is marketed 18, and then they have the nerve to kind of complain about it, it's like, that's your responsibility, it's not the child's fault. A military game is no more a training simulator than cooking mama is to teach me how to make eggs. I still can't cook, no matter how well I play that game. So it's kind of like saying, it's adjusting the blame wrongly, and as a gamer, it hurts.
And finally, do you think too much gaming is bad for younger children?
I think that as a parent, you have to kind of control what your child's doing. I think that on one hand, you shouldn't kind of shove them off gaming because they're not playing outside enough. It's their hobby, it's their life. They're looking, if they're not doing that, they're watching TV. If they're not doing that, they're reading books. You know, it's not necessarily the hobby that kills the environment and the social aspect, because, again, each one has their own pros and cons.
Okay, very interesting views. Thank you, Ben.
No, that's no problem. It's my pleasure.
Hope you have a good night with the Gaming Society.
Thank you very much.